我们仍然打开路德记。
Let's continue to turn to the book of Ruth.
我想这两个月来，我们都在路德记里面打转。
I think in these past 2 months we've been circling around this book.
我相信弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉路德记。
I think you are very familiar with this book of Ruth.
但是我们好像进度是很慢的。
But seems like we're progressing only slowly.
我们这四章的圣经一共要用八次的时间来讲解。
It seems like we need to use eight sermons to finish these four chapters.
我想这是最基本的一点点的分享。
And it also only covers the very basic sharing.
其实路德记是一本非常通俗的书。
And this book is actually very common.
但是里面确实给我们讲到很重要神的启示的真理。
But it really tells us very important revelation from God.
不但是在我们的生活上可以使用。
Not only that we can use it in our daily lives.
也是把我们带到神的启示我们的主耶稣基督的救赎的上面。
But it also took us into revelation of the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ.
路德记第一章乃是讲到拿俄米的归回和路德的跟随。
The first chapter talks about the return of Naomi and then the following of Ruth.
在这里我们看到拿俄米归回伯利恒的时候，路德就愿意来顺服跟随拿俄米。
So when we saw that Naomi wanted to return to Bethlehem, and Ruth was willing to follow her.
这不单是当时的一个故事。
Not only it's just a story at the time.
就是在历史历代的教会的里面，若是有一部分的人愿意回到神面前的时候，我们就看见这个教会一定得到了复兴，一定有很多人愿意来跟随主耶稣。
But we also see that throughout history, if there are only a few people who are willing to return to the Lord, we'll see that the church will revive and people will follow.
这是教会的道路。
And this is the truth of the church.
这也是教会复兴的道路。
And it's also the truth of how a church can revive.
我们都渴慕说教会能够得到复兴。
We all long for the revival of the church.
但是我们每一个人自己应当要先回到神的面前。
But we must first individually return to the Lord.
神一定要大大的动工在我们的当中。
And then God will do His wonderful work among us.
第二章就是拾穗和蒙恩。
The second chapter is about gleaning the field and also receiving the grace.
他们到了伯利恒，什么都没有。
When they went back to Bethlehem, they had nothing.
但是感谢神，正是动手割大麦的时候。
But it was the time of harvesting of the barley and the wheat.
所以路德就要求他的婆婆拿俄米说，可以不可以他下到田间去。
So Ruth was requesting from her mother-in-law that if she's able to go into the field.
刚恰巧路德就到了一个大财主波尔斯的田间来。
And Ruth just happened to came to the field of Boaz.
所以路德在十岁的时候就蒙住了波尔斯的恩典。
So as Ruth was gleaning the field, she received grace from Boaz.
我们有时候就看到一个很小的事，我们不在乎。
And sometimes we did not notice a little thing that happened.
若是我们在小事上忠心的时候，我们就看见神要把他的福分赐给我们。
But if we are faithful in little things, we will see that God will bless us with greater things.
所以路德每一天的拾穗，每一天都有效果。
So every day when she gleaned, there was result.
她每一天在田间都蒙了波尔斯的恩典。
So every day she received the grace from Boaz.
前次我们就看到第三章。
And last time we looked at chapter 3.
第三章就是路德的婆婆拿俄米就教导路德说，你要追求人生的归属。
And the mother-in-law Naomi was telling Ruth that you need to pursue where you need to be for the rest of your life.
所以她劝路德说，不但是在田间是麦穗。
So she not only encouraged Ruth to glean the field.
他需要下到禾场去，在哪一个地方去求波尔斯的恩典。
And she also needs to go to the threshing floor to look for the grace from Boaz.
但是最重要的就是能够求到波尔斯能够与她结婚。
And the most important to see if she can ask Boaz to marry her.
好让她的一生的当中能够有真正的归属，真正的安全。
So she has a resting place in her life.
所以当她追求的时候，她就蒙住了波尔斯的承诺应许。
And then she did get the promise from Boaz.
所以今天我们就看到第四章。
So how, this is how we come to chapter 4.
这第四章好像是一个比较简单的。
Seems like chapter 4 is very simple.
但是第四章的里面有很多的历史的背景。
But there's a lot of historical background for chapter 4.
这第四章的里面也可以看到有很远很远的一个神的启示。
And then we can also see a very far away revelation from God.
我想我没有办法的很仔细的来解释这一章的圣经。
I don't think I can explain this in details of this chapter.
但是我愿意就稍微提到，就是一直预言到启示录的那个大的喜宴。
But it really is prophesizing the banquet, the wedding banquet in Revelation.
就是羔羊的婚宴。
And this is the wedding banquet for the Lamb.
我们乃是成了基督的新妇新郎新娘。
We will become the bride for Christ.
我们的主耶稣基督从天降临，他乃是新郎。
And our Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven, and he is the groom.
当新郎再来的时候，有一个大的婚宴。
And when the groom comes back, there is a big banquet.
就是他要接许许多多的神的儿女，能够一同享受他的喜宴。
And he will take up all these children of God to enjoy this wedding banquet.
所以第四章我的题目就是买赎和结合。
So my title for chapter 4 is the redemption and unification.
其实我可以说买赎和婚礼。
Oh, I can really say that it's redemption and the wedding.
我很可惜下个礼拜没有人结婚。
It's regretful that nobody will get married next week.
若是下个礼拜有人要结婚的时候，我想那是最好婚礼的一个讲章。
Because if somebody will get married next week, this is a good sermon on wedding next week.
我原来没有想到，但是阅读的时候真是很好的一个婚礼的祝福。
Originally, I did not think much about it, but as I read it more, it's just a blessing in the wedding.
当然你们要预备结婚的时候，应该要按照这个原则来那个来举行婚礼。
So if you are preparing to get married, you should follow this chapter.
在哪个婚礼的里面有见证人
？Because in this wedding there's witnesses.
那就平常说证婚。
And the person who
witnessed the wedding. 我们平常证婚是一个人。
And originally the one who ordained the wedding is just one person.
其实证婚越多越好。
But as many witnesses is even better.
波尔斯选了十个人。
And Boaz had chosen 10 people.
以后他们做见证以后，他们就大大的祝福。
And after they have that, they have a great blessing.
哎呀，这个祝福太美了。
And this is such a wonderful blessing.
真正应验在历代的以色列的国度的里面。
And it had been fulfilled in the history of Israelites.
一直到主耶稣再来。
Until the day that our Lord Jesus Christ come back.
这实在是一个很宝贵的祝福。
And this is very precious blessing.
所以你们要做新娘的，应当要很珍贵的，要得着了很多人的弟兄姊妹的祝福。
So if you are those who are going to be the bride, and you want to receive these blessings of brothers and sisters.
那个婚礼完了以后，他们就建立一个新的家庭。
And after the wedding, they build up this new home.
我稍微提到一下，你们回去可以读。
And I'll just mention it so you can read it when you go home.
哎，那里有一个婆婆，老婆婆。
And there's this old woman.
那里有新郎波尔斯。
And there's the groom Boaz.
那有个新娘路德。
And there's the bride Ruth.
他们过了一年以后，就生了一个儿子，名叫俄比德。
And then after a year, they had this child called Obed.
所以我就改做最后的一段，就是他们有一个新的家庭。
So I just named that last part as the new family.
And
this new home was filled with joy.
And
filled with blessing from God.
And
this is the grace of God. But today I need to come back and talk about how we are redeemed.
And
this story of redemption.
And
it's also a story of the Israelites.
也是全人类的故事,
and also a story for the whole mankind.
人犯罪了以后,
once we have sinned, we need to be redeemed.
人若是把田地卖出去的时候,
if we have sold the land, we must redeem it back with a price.
若是我们自己卖出去的时候, 我们自己有一天要真的发财以后,
if we have sold ourselves, one day when we have money, we need to redeem ourselves.
我们若是家里的人要卖出去的贫苦的时候卖出去, 要等到我们有钱的时候, 我们要把它再买回来。
If we have sold family members, when we have money, we need to redeem them back.
若是我们没有钱的时候, 我们一直要等到50年。
But if we don't have money, we have to wait for 50 years.
摩西一个律法非常的好。 到50年的时候, 他不要用钱来买出回来, 他就可以得罪了自由。
That's a good law in the law of Moses that after 50 years, if they don't have money to redeem, it can't come back to them without any cost.
所以我们就看到，就摩西的律法不但是要来管理整个以色列人。
So the law of Moses, not only that it will rule the people of Israel,
它也是真正有许多的律法去解决了社会的问题。
But also have this law that will solve the problems in the society.
也是解决了这个家庭的问题。
To solve the problem in a family.
也是解决了人道德的问题。
To solve the ethic problem.
也是解决了人与人关系的问题。
Also solve the problem between people.
我相信若是我们好好地读摩西五经的时候，我们实在也
if we study the law of Moses carefully, we will understand at least half of the laws.
There are
two laws that they have.
就可以做买赎回来的条例。
It's concerning the redemption.
我们最怕我们卖的田地卖出去以后收不回来。
And we're afraid that once we sell our land, we cannot redeem it back.
我想有很多的很厉害的财主, 他不愿意把人的土地那个再给人赎回去。
Because they're rich people, they don't want to get the land back to you.
我想人最悲惨的事情就是人卖出去以后, 没有办法再把人再赎回来。
And once we sell a person, as we're afraid that we cannot redeem them back.
以前我们在农村的时候有许多贫困的事情。
In the villages I live in, there are a lot of poor things going on.
人若是卖了土地，一生就没有一点点的希望。
Once we sell the land, there's no more hope for us.
人若是卖了自己的儿女，他永远没有办法再看到他的儿女。
If we have sold our children, there's no chance to see them again.
但是摩西的律法有两条。
But there are two laws in the law of Moses.
一个就是地卖出去以后, 可以赎, 有钱可以赎回来。
So once you sell the land, you can redeem it back.
若是人卖出去做奴隶的时候, 有钱的时候, 可以赎回来。
If you have sold a person to become slaves, you can redeem them back.
若是他的亲戚自行的亲属, 有钱的时候, 他可以替, 他可以赎回来。
If his kinsman or the near kinsman, he can redeem the person back.
如果是没有办法赎的时候, 大概50年以后也必须要还回一些的财产, 也要把这一个卖的人得罪了释放。
Even though if they, he doesn't have money, but after 50 years, he can redeem it back without cost.
所以这一个, 路德, 他就要求一个 自亲的亲属来赎他的土地，来赎他自己。
So Ruth is asking if there's a kinsman that will redeem her land and also herself.
他们有一个律法，就是若是哥哥死了以后，他没有孩子。
So there's a law that if the brother had died and he had no son,
弟弟必须要娶这个嫂子做他的妻子。
And the younger brother must marry this sister-in-law as his wife.
给他生子立后。
To have a son.
但是一般的人不干这件事情。
But most people don't want to do that.
好像哥哥嫂子那个还要替他生儿子，以后每日又要在哥哥的上面。
That I need to marry her and then have son with her, and then the son will go to the name of the older brother.
但是律法有这样的要求。
But then there's a requirement in the law for this.
若是这个人不做这个事情的时候，
if this person didn't want to do this,
人就可以吐唾沫在他的脸上。
People can spit on his face.
他的鞋子要脱起来丢掉。
And he needs to take off his sandal and throw it away.
他的家有一个名字叫做脱鞋之家。
And his family will be called the family of unsandal.
那意思是他永远没有鞋子。
That means he will have no sandal.
他没有办法走到别人的产业的上面。
He cannot go to other people's possession.
这是我们今天所要讲的背景。
And this is the background that we want to talk about today.
所以我们看到前一个主日我们看到路德就要求布阿斯。
So last Sunday we saw that Ruth is requesting from Boaz.
布阿斯就承诺他的要求。
And Boaz had given his pledge.
第一个就是用他的言语来安慰他，来承认他。
And first he used his words to comfort and to give her
pledge. 并且告诉路德说，他实在是他至亲的亲属。
Telling Ruth that yes, she is her kinsman.
他有这个责任来买赎他的土地，并且娶他做妻子。
He does have this responsibility to redeem his land and also marry her as his wife.
但是布阿斯是一个非常守寡的人。
But Boaz is a very upright person.
布阿斯也是非常一个正直的人。
And he's a righteous.
所以他就告诉他说，另外有一个人是比他更亲的。
So he told her that there is another one nearer than him as a kinsman.
这一个人很奇妙的，圣经没有讲到他的名字呢。
It's very strange that the Bible did not tell us the name of this person.
这个人就是说那人那人。
It's just talk about that person.
我们中国也可以翻译某某人某某人。
Just like in Chinese we said, so-and-so person is nearer a kin than him.
为什么这个问题就要上法庭？
Because of that, they need to go to the court.
所以我们要看到第一节到第九节，在这里来是法庭。上法庭的裁判。
So we can see from verse 1 to verse 9, this is a case in the court.
所以我们现在来看法庭在哪一个地方。
So let us see, where is this court?
以前的法庭是在前门口。
And the old time, the court is in the entrance, the gate.
所以布阿斯一大早就起来，他非常的负责任。
So Boaz is very responsible. He woke up early in the morning.
他就像我们的主也是，若是不做成一件事情，他就不休息。
And he had promised that if he did not accomplish this, he will not rest.
我们的主也是来到地上，一直上了十字架，成了他完全的救赎，他才坐在父神的右边。
Similarly, our Lord Jesus Christ came to this world and had accomplished and went to the cross before he went up to the throne.
Boaz 也是一个非常负责的人。
So Boaz is a very responsible person.
所以一大早起来，他就到了城门口。
So early in the morning, he came to this gate.
他就坐在城门口。
So he sat down there.
坐在城门口，我们看到旧约许多的圣经告诉我们说，他就是法官。
And it seems like many pastors tell us that seems like he is the judge.
他是一个非常有身份的人。
And he is a very reputable person.
他并且选了十个长老。
And then he chosen 10 elders.
可能有很多的长老。
Maybe there are many elders.
我们不知道有多少。
We don't know how many.
但是他选了十个。
But he chose 10 of them.
这个十个可以说是完全的数目。
And 10 is a complete number.
这个十个可以说是叫做什么？我们用现在来说。
So what do we call the 10 today?
陪审团。这十个人跟他一起来审判这个事情。
It's like the jury today.
And
also as witnesses.
是这个法庭的这个判案件是非常非常慎重的。
And it's very serious about this case.
是他们坐在法庭上需要陪审团见证人以后，他们就把案件提出来。
So he chose this 10 jury or witnesses and then raised up the case.
刚刚几个族兄，这个母母人就从那个前门口过去。
And at that time, this person came through the gate.
因为有很多人每一天都要去哪个地方逛逛。
And it seems like every day people will go to the gate.
好像若是我们到乡村的时候，没有很多的游乐的地方。
It seems like in the villages we have not a lot of places for entertainment.
我们只是到小街那个到市场去走走。
We will go to the market, to the little street.
是谁一个人刚刚的早上也到那边去走。So
this morning this person just came to this place.
所以法师就叫他说：“某某人啊，你来坐下，我有事情跟你谈。”
So Boaz said, so-and-so person, sit down, I need to talk to you.
所以我们可以看到圣经里面更清楚。
So we can see it clearly in this scripture.
我们看到第四章第三节第四节。
We can see from chapter 4 verse 3 and 4.
波阿斯对那至敬的亲属说，从摩押地回来的拿俄米，现在要卖我们祖先以利米勒的那块地。
So then Boaz, he said to the kinsman redeemer, Naomi, who has come back from Moab, is selling the piece of land that belonged to our brother Elimelech.
我想当属那块地的是你，其次是我。
I thought I should bring the matter to your attention and suggest that you buy it.
以外再没有别人。
In the presence of these seats here, in the presence of the elders of my people,
你可以在这里的人面前 和我本国的长老面前说明。
And if you will redeem it, do so.
你若肯赎就赎， 若不肯赎就告诉我。
But if you will not tell me, so I will know.
波阿斯把这个优先权给哪一个比他更近的亲属。
So he knows that there's a person nearer as kin to Ruth than him.
但是这一个人回答得很快。
So this person answered very quickly.
那人就回答说，我肯赎。
He said, I will redeem it.
他看见土地，看见财产，就是我肯赎。
Because he sees the land, the possession, he said, I will redeem it.
但是，下面有一句话。
But then Boaz continued to say one more thing.
这是一个连带的一个条件。
It's a connected requirement.
所以第五节说，波阿斯说，你从拿俄米手中买血祭的时候，也要也单取。 死人的基摩亚的女子路的，使人在产业上存留她的名。
He said, then Boaz said, on that day you buy the land from Naomi and from Ruth the Moabite. You acquire the dead man's widow in order to maintain the name of the dead with his property.
而且这一个人他不是很认识路的。
I don't think this person knows Ruth pretty much, well.
他又听到他的名字。
He might have heard of his name, her name.
他不晓得路德到底是如何的一个女子。
He doesn't know what kind of person Ruth is.
他又听到他是从摩押地来的。
And he heard that he's from Moab land.
他又说是死人的妻子。
And it's a wife of a dead man.
我相信我们一听到死人就吓坏了。
And if I heard of a dead man, then we are scared.
他说要娶她做妻子。
He said, I need to marry her as wife.
那生的儿子不是要给他做名字。
If I have the son, it won't be under my name.
乃是要给哪一个路德的丈夫的名字。
But to the husband of Ruth.
所以这一个母母人就说我不干。
So this such as a person say, no, I won't do it.
他说我弃权。
He said, I give up the right.
所以哪一个人说，这样我就不能赎了，恐怕与我的产业有碍，你可以赎我做当属的，我不能赎了。
So this the kinsman redeemer said, then I cannot redeem it because I might endanger my own estate. You redeem it yourself, I cannot do it.
所以这一个买书的裁判是非常非常的有趣的。
So it's very interesting about how to redeem.
也是非常公平的。
It's very fair.
也是非常的 很简单的。
And it's also very simple.
那现在这一个人说我弃权了。
And now this person say I gave up my
right. 他也是很坦诚的。
And he's also very straightforward.
他说我怕与我将来的产业有妨碍。
I think it may affect my estate.
他可见有很多的产业。
Maybe he had a lot of estate.
他想娶了路德以后生了儿子，他产业要给路德的儿子去。
Maybe if he married Ruth, then his, some of the estate would have to go to
her son.
He wants to preserve his own right.
他说我不能够输。
He said, I cannot do it.
我也不能够娶路德做妻子。
And I cannot marry Ruth as wife.
感谢神。
Well, thank the Lord.
神借着这一个人。
Through this person.
让我们能够看见我们到底要跟随哪一个人。
We...understand that who we should follow.
这一个人不是坏人。
This is not a bad person.
这一个人是正直的人。
He's a righteous person.
这一个人是安分守己的人。
And he's doing according to the law.
在这里有两个比方。
There are two analogy here.
一个是五亩人做了一个比方。
And this such person had raised an analogy.
一个是波阿斯。
And Boaz also did one thing too.
他实在是一个正直的人。
He's also a righteous person.
他也是一个大富翁。
And he's a rich person.
他是一个殷勤的人。
And he's a diligent person.
他是一个谦卑的人。
He's a humble person.
但是他跟另外一个人比较，他愿意做事情。
But compared to the other person, he's willing to do the thing.
他不但愿意做事情，他乃是愿意付代价。
Not only he's willing to do things, but he's willing to pay the price.
娶了摩押的女子，可能名誉不好。
Maybe after you marry a Moabite woman, your reputation may have gone down.
娶了一个寡妇，可能有麻烦。
Marry a widow, maybe you have troubles.
但是他因着爱路德。
But because of his love for Ruth,
因着他要遵守神的命令。
Because he wants to follow the law of God.
他愿意把他一切所有的，他一切所有的来买赎路德的田地和娶路德做妻子。
He's willing to spend all what he had to marry Ruth as wife.
我们想到这两个代表是谁？
When we think about who do these two things, two people represent,
我们今天常常有两条路。
And today we always have two paths we can go on.
一条的路，我们说，我愿意靠着我自己来行善。
One way we want to use our own strength to do good.
另外一条路说，我没有办法行善，我需要神的恩典。
The other way is I cannot do good with my own effort. I need the grace of God.
在整个的神启示的历史的里面，
In the history of God's revelation,
告诉我们有律法，
It tells us there is the law.
神是公义的，
God is righteous.
人犯了罪，一定要按照律法受审判。
If you sin, you have to pay the penalty according to the law. 以色列
人有摩西的律法。
The Israelites have the law of Moses.
但是我们说我们中国人没有摩西的律法。
But we Chinese do not have the law of Moses.
我们可以去犯罪。
We can go to sin then.
保罗这样的在罗马书第二章这样辩证，我们的良心是非之心就是我们的律法。
But Paul said in Romans 2 said that our conscience it will tell us what is law.
但是尽管我们的良心常常告诉我们什么事情不能够做的，
even though the conscience tells what we cannot do,
但是我们还是偏偏要去做。
But many times we do it anyway.
所以常常我们真正我一个善良的心的人的时候，常常里面有很大的苦恼。
So a person with a kind heart, many times he had a conflict within him.
很多的冲突。
And many conflict.
谁能够解决我的问题？
Who can solve my problems?
谁能够帮助我能够行善？
Who can help me to do good?
谁能够叫我能够从这捆绑的里面得到了释放？
Who can free me from the bondage?
我们常常说我没有办法。
And many times we say, I have no way.
这是我们常常依靠律法的效果。
And this is the result when we depend on the law.
我们也常常说我凭良心，我的良心是好的。
And many times we say we do it according to our conscience. My conscience is good.
我想我们有时候常常非常大胆地说，哦，你不晓得我的口不大好，哎，我讲话很粗鲁，但我的心是很好的。
And many times we boldly said that even though my words are not right, but my heart is right.
圣经告诉我说，我们说，世人就犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And Bible tells us that all men have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们口里不好，心里也不好。
If our mouth spit out the words, our heart is not right, and our thoughts are not right.
但是我们可以说，我们可能愿意做好。
But we are willing to do good.
但是我们没有办法。
But we cannot do it.
好像我们欠了很多的钱。
It seems that we owe so much money.
我们常常觉得非常的苦恼。
We felt that we are very confused.
谁能够把我的罪再付清？
Who can pay my the price of
我们已经被掳在一个罪恶的里面。
We are taken in the a slave to sin.
罪的奴仆。
Become the slave to sin.
我们被掳到魔鬼的里面。
To be taken captive into
我们被撒旦所欺骗。
And we are deceived by Satan.
我们成了他的奴隶。
We become slave.
我们没有自由。
We don't have the freedom.
我们需要得到释放。
We need to be free.
我们需要有一个赎价。
We need to have this redemption
来买赎我们,
to buy to purchase.
我们世界上的事情可以用金钱来买赎的。
Many things in the world we can use the money to buy.
但是我们灵命的事情、永生的事情、原始的事情没有办法用金钱来买赎我们。
But the spiritual things, the things of eternity that cannot be purchased by money.
但是感谢我们的神。
But thank our God.
他造了我们，还是爱我们。
He loves us after He created us.
他爱我们，还是要拯救我们。
He wants to redeem us because He loves us.
这个拯救需要付上代价。
And it needs to pay the price for this
redemption. 世界上一切的代价都没有办法脱开撒旦的手。
And all these things cannot free us from the hands of Satan.
所以有一天。 只有差遣他的独生的爱子来到地上。
So one day he needs to send his only son to this earth.
他生在马槽里。
Born in the manger.
他成了一个木匠的儿子。
To become a son of a carpenter.
他受尽一切人的辱骂欺凌。
That he was taken all, he had taken all the insults.
最后他被钉在十字架上。
Eventually he was nailed on the cross.
当他钉在十字架上所流出来的一点一点的血。
As he bled each blood from the cross.
这个血乃是神儿子的血。
And this is the blood of the Son of God.
这个血乃是有效的。
And this blood is effective.
我们的神看见他儿子的血。
As our Lord, as our God saw the blood of God.
他听见我们的主耶稣在十字架上祷告说， 神啊，求你赦免他们，因为他们不知道。
As he heard the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ praying on the cross, Lord, forgive them for they know not what they are doing.
所以我们的神看见他儿子的血。
So our God saw the blood of his son.
他就赦免我们的罪。
And he forgives all our sins.
他除去我们一切的不义。
And taken all our unrighteousness.
好让我们每一次来到他的面前的时候， 可坦然无惧地进到
So as we come before him, we can come boldly to worship him.
这是另外一个人。
This is the other person.
这就是波阿斯所代表的。
And this is what Boaz.
他愿意付上代价。
He's willing to pay the price.
他愿意买书。
He's willing to redeem.
乃是要成全神的旨意。
To fulfill the will of God.
有一个非常好心的人。
There's a very kind person.
他有一天就到美国的南部去。
He went back to the south, southern part of America.
他就买一个奴隶回来。
And he bought a slave.
他就把他带到北边，我不知道是明尼苏达还是爱奥瓦。
And he took him back to the north, and I don't know if it's Minnesota or Iowa.
他到的时候就告诉这一个奴隶说，你现在可以自由，可以走。
And after he arrived there, he said, now you're free, you can go.
这个奴隶说，我不能走。
And this place said, I cannot go.
他就告诉他说, 你为什么不走? 为什么不能走? 你现在已经自由, 因为我用我的钱买赎了你, 你现在可以得到释放。
He said, why can't you go? I have used my money to purchase you. I've given you freedom. You can go freely.
但是这个奴隶说, 我不能够走。
But this slave said, I cannot go.
这一个主人还是问他说, 你为什么不能走?
So this master asked, why can't you go?
他说, 你既然用钱买赎了我,
He said, since you purchased me with your money,
你叫我得到自由,
so that I can have freedom,
我现在愿意跟随你。
And now I'm willing to follow you.
他实在得到了自由,
yes, truly he has the freedom.
他有自由的选择,
he has the freedom to choose.
但是他宁可愿意跟随这一个赎他的主人。
But he rather follow the master who redeemed him.
弟兄姊妹, 我们的情况也是一样的。
Brothers and sisters, similarly for us,
我们实在是得到了主的爱。
We have received the love of our Lord.
我们得到了主的恩。
We have received the grace of our Lord.
我们得罪了主也是在十字架上用他的宝血把我们买赎回来。
We have received the grace that our Lord Jesus Christ had redeemed us with His blood on the cross.
当我们接受他的时候，我们得罪了拯救。
As we receive Him, we are saved.
因为神是看耶稣的血。
Because our God is looking.
并且当我们接受他的时候，他就赐给我们。 主耶稣复活的生命,
and as we receive him, he gave us the power of resurrection.
我们真是得罪了自由,
yes, we have the
freedom. 所以我们若是去问很多初出蒙恩的弟兄姊妹, 他心中一定说, 哎呀, 我心中非常的快乐。
So if you ask those who just become a Christian, they would say, I'm so joyful in my heart. I'm different than before.
但是过来一个时候, 他就说, 愿意受洗。
And after a while, he wants to be baptized.
那受洗意思是要跟随主耶稣。
And to be baptized is meaning you have, want to follow Christ. Even though he had the freedom.
他有选择的自由,
he had the freedom to choose.
但是他不愿意选择跟从世界。
He is not willing to choose to follow the world.
他愿意跟随我们的主耶稣基督。
He's willing to follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
他愿意跟随为我们的死的主。 而活,
he wants to live for the Lord who died for us.
这是我们的情况,
and this is our situation.
弟兄姊妹, 我们借助了这短短的路德记的故事,
and brother and sister, with this short story of Ruth,
让我们看得清楚, 律法不能够解决我们的问题,
that we can see clearly the law cannot solve the problem.
律法有它的功用,
law has its purpose.
但是, 只有恩典能够解决我们的恩典问题。
But only grace can solve the problem.
只有我们的主耶稣能够把我们买赎回来。
Only our Lord Jesus Christ can redeem us.
叫我们归给他自己。
To belong to him.
成了他的身体,
to become his body.
成了他的心腹,
to become his bride.
成了他的妻子,
and become his wife.
我们乃是要等候,
that we are to wait.
等候有一天我们有个婚礼。
Wait for one day we will have a wedding.
当主再来的时候, 在空中的时候,
as the Lord comes back in the heaven,
凡是真正有被提生命的信徒,
and those who have the life of being able to be
raptured, 还要被提到空中与主相遇,
he will be raptured in the middle to meet our Lord.
在空中有个羔羊的婚宴,
and then there will be a wedding for the Lamb there.
那是全世界历史上一个最大的一个婚礼。
And that will be the greatest wedding banquet in the whole world.
那也是在历史上一个最喜悦的时间,
and it's the joyous time in history.
但是地上有很多的大灾难。
But then there will be tribulation on the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹, 我们务必要谨守警醒。
So we are to be alert and to be watchful.
我们总要警醒祷告,
and to pray.
我们要常常抓住神的话,
to hold on to the word of God.
神的话不但是给我们的生命,
the word of God not only gives us life.
神的话不但给我们生命的粮食,
not only gives us the life, the bread of life.
神的话不但是叫我们知道如何的做人,
the word of God not only tells how to be, to behave.
甚至我们进入神的话, 圣灵的里面的时候, 我们里面有无限的丰富和无限的喜乐。
And as we enter the word of God, we have the abundance and we have the abundant joy.
但愿神祝福他的话,
may God bless his word.
我们留着一半, 下个主日我们看到这个大的婚礼。
And the other half will leave it for next week for the big wedding. A wedding that God blessed. Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的 Andrew, 我们实在是感谢你。
Dear gracious Lord, we thank you.
每逢我们读你的话, 我们心中是何等的喜乐。
As we read your work every week, we are so joyful.
主啊, 实在就是你给我们的恩典。
Lord, this is the grace you have given us.
不单是给我们里面的生命, 新的生命,
not only give us a life internal, a new life,
也叫我们这个新的生命有所改变,
that this new life will change.
这个新的生命也叫我们渴慕你的话语,
so this new life will bid us to long for your word.
渴慕你自己, 渴慕你的恩典,
so long for yourself and long for your grace.
主啊,我们只有来到你的面前,
Lord, we just come before you.
我们知道你乐意把一切的丰富赐给相信你的人,
and we know that you are willing to give all your abundance to those who believe in you. And Lord, we give up our thanks. And we are waiting to receive your abundance.
祝福你的众儿女,
bless you all your children.
祝福每一个家庭,
bless every family.
好让能够像波阿斯跟路德的家庭一样,
will be a family like Boaz and Ruth.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名求的,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.